The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, you got your head moving. It's Friday, baby. Here we go. Piscopo in the morning, baby. Man, that'll get your morning started. It's Joe and Frank and Al and Debbie, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, and it's Friday. Yay! You made it to Friday, October 18th, and we're going to Italy tomorrow, so we're all set. And we got a big fall, then we're going back, and I have 10 million things going on all at once, and I seem to function at that level. So I think I say quietly not to say anything. I needed my daughter wants tickets. I don't even mention the name because I'm afraid it'll slip out to a special artist. And you ever get that? You want tickets to a special artist, and your kid asks you, and they're sold out. I've done everything I can to get the tickets, and I've come close from dear friends, and I think I got the tickets. And I'll let you all know about it when we get there, when I could talk about it. But I'm very excited about that. What we do for our kids. And I was joking with Mikey yesterday. I looked at Mikey. I got him this huge Marshall amp, you know? The one that Jimi Hendrix played. Yeah, that one. And then he's got a little smaller Marshall, because if we play a smaller venue, God forbid, I'm on stage plugging my guitar into the system, you know? I got a little tiny Fender, you know. And I learned that from my dear mother, God bless her. She will, this is my mother in a nutshell. You go over and Mom, how are you? Because she was making something to eat for herself, like a little light lunch, whatever it was. And she said, Joseph, this is for you. And I knew she made, I said, Mom, you made that for yourself. No, that is how I learned to give back, I think, and to be gracious, I think, and to be humble, I think, from my mom, God bless her. She, you know, is that not mom to a nutshell? Here, Joseph, I just made something for you. I think you made that for yourself, Mom. And no, you just eat it, Joseph. It's good. And God bless her. And we love you, Mom. Appreciate it very, very much. Hey, I'll be seeing Mom later today. And thanks. There's so much to get into. I'm going to go to Frank in 2 seconds. I want to break down the news because that's what we're here for technically. But I get so upset when I see, I want to stay on the mantra too, is again, like Arthur Idala put it, so right on the money, as he always does. Kind enough that we appreciate Arthur calling in from Italy this morning. But how negative can you possibly be on the news? How negative can you possibly be? It's like they live on it. They live on the negativity.
Hold on a second. I can find some more. Hang on.
You wonder why we keep Al around? Because most of those negative people identify with.
My mother filled in. Forget it. The whole thing would be negative.
Oh, so I'm watching watching the news, and I'm saying, I got to do the homework. So I stop and I go, let me scour all the news out. And it's exhausting. You know why it's exhausting? Because you don't know what to believe. And you don't know what's a political narrative from the machine in Washington. You don't, and on both sides, by the way. You don't know what's real, what's not. That's why, thank God, Frankie's here to break it all down for us, right? I say, what's that? Is this real? What's happening? Like now, they say, okay, this ceasefire. Oh, it's a pause. Oh, it's a ceasefire. You know, how about if we all join together? And let me tell you this at the upfront here. on the onset of the show, is I never served, never have the privilege to serve, and I always keep telling you that my pop never let me go in. There's one thing. He stood by, he goes, you're not going to service, you're staying in college, staying in college. Then my draft number, my lottery number was way too high. So, but that's why I'm so dedicated, understanding, and appreciative of the United States military. And when I see somebody, thank you for your service. And the law enforcement as well. I never had the privilege of serving. In that, and that's why, because I learned about it from my dad, and I appreciate how fortunate, well, maybe I wasn't fortunate, because I kind of, at this point in my life, I wish I did serve. I wanted to serve, but I never did, but whatever it was, luck of the draw, and then certainly my dad saying, you're not going, and I never went in. So that's why, it just makes me feel more impassioned about the United States military and what they do and what they can do, and the awe. I'm in awe when I watch these men and women in uniform, because I just appreciate the way they put their lives on the line for us, you know, and never take that lightly. So now when they start going up against the military, you know what I mean, to say, like, I'm a hawk, I'm a chicken hawk, because me, the way I feel now from my dad, this is my dad talking, take him out, boom, am I right? That's my father, take him out. Drop that mother of all bombs. Take him out. All right, now, you want to talk now? That's what I'd like to see happen. Just because you're never going to have peace in the Middle East. That's why you wonder why we should support Israel. It's our responsibility to support Israel, because they are our only true friends in that region. It's, forgive me, nuts over there. When I heard the other day, when I heard Father Paul, thanks to Beth and Mike Connors, talk about the Middle East, and the danger that Christians have every single day. They don't want to have the Christians assimilate. They want them out. They don't want any Christians anywhere. And yes, it's coming here to America. And yes, it is within the United States government. And you know that. And I know that. And you wonder why I stand fast behind this microphone. Because we have to be vigilant in this regard. So, but now, the president is trying to. He's trying to say, look, I can't have any more bodies come home. He eloquently spoke about that in Minneapolis last week, you know, and we'll talk about Dallas last night. And again, this is not a pro political speech. This is just, he understands. You have a president who understands it. He didn't serve. However he got out, however General Mattis made the jokes yesterday, you know, at the Al Smith dinner, we'll talk about that as well. But he didn't serve. Do you want another Vietnam? Is that, because that's what this is going to be. Do you want another Afghanistan? And when Frankie talks about that, or I see Tucker talk about it, you know what? It touches on me, because that's my generation. That's my generation. We lost 50,000 in Vietnam. And in my point, I always say no soldier dies in vain. I really believe, and I may be wrong politically, but I may be wrong militarily, but I believe that we went into Vietnam, and that was the start of that. When Ronald Reagan said, tear down this wall, we started that in Vietnam by going up against communism head on. And so I don't want to think that, oh, my Vietnam brothers and sisters who lost their lives, rest their brilliant souls, they didn't die for anything. I really feel that was the domino effect that started within America in Vietnam. And maybe I'm just trying to marginalize it, you know, or just trying to make an excuse for it. But I hate to say any soldier died in vain. But do you want another quagmire? Because that's what's going to happen. And you want more bodies coming home? And if one of my kids served, if my brother, my sister, my father, my mother served, I don't know that I want it anymore. And if we are going to fight, Dad would be saying, take them out. Take them out. Don't mess around. Boom, out. So now we're talking about a 20-mile a buffer zone, if you will, between Syria and Turkey. Now, that's not our territory, you understand it. Erdogan's going to go in. The president doesn't want to deal with it. He pulls a few troops out. They go in. There's a pause, ceasefire, thanks to Vice President Pence and Mike Pompeo. And I don't know about you. They're critical. I like what I see when I see Vice President Pence up there, and I see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. I like the representative of the country. Yeah, you may disagree with it, but I like that. So then all of a sudden, hours later, we're seeing smoke. Now, we don't know what is happening. All I'm hearing, there's smoke, and there's some rockets fired. This could be some rogue terrorists. We don't know. But the first thing they do, all over the news, right now, you will watch the news as I speak, at this second, here we are on this Friday. You know, you're going to see at 7:13 in the morning, East Coast time, they're going to say, the president blew the whole thing. It's blown apart. Oh, my gosh, look, there's smoke. Let's find out. What's going on? Was it Erdogan? Do we know? Did Erdogan break this quote-unquote pause? Was it a rogue general? Was it more likely? Was it the Kurds that just started maybe something back up? And how involved should we be? Is it? And if it's our responsibility, are you going to put your mother, your father, your son, your daughter online? These are the questions that we have to ask. It's not. And then what's with the Democrats? What are they, hawks all of a sudden? The Democrat. Oh wow! Look how much he blew. And then Mitt Romney. Will you get off the stage, Mr. Romney? Please. Please, with your white pants, just get off the stage. Go back to whatever state you're from. Are you from Massachusetts? Are you from Utah? Are you from Michigan? I forget. Ah, he starts criticizing the president. We're going to let Turkey take over us? Turkey over the United States of America? Yeah, let's go into another war. Let's go into another war. And then this. Before I go to Frankie, we'll break it down at 7:14. Why in the name of God can anybody listen to us on the radio? Put together, is NATO there for us? Is the UN there for us? Is anybody there for us? You and I are getting the harsh term, but our salaries are raped from municipal government. They're raped from local, state, federal government. How much more can you take out of our paycheck? Oh, my God. And where does it go? If it's going to the military, then you know what? Take them the hell out and stop complaining and telling me we're going to walk through this. Or just, for goodness sake, why don't we have an international allied rapid deployment strike force that is all volunteer from all walks of life? And it's got to be under the aegis of, we got to be, the only careful thing that's going to be hard to do is to keep it under the aegis of a General Mattis or under a general that knows an American general the way Dwight Eisenhower did it. God forbid you find somebody as humble as Dwight Eisenhower, rest his soul, former Allied Supreme Commander in the Second World War in the European theater, and certainly President of the United States. You know, you need somebody like that. And then if somebody like a rogue guy like Erdogan gets crazy, you know, you just go, we got to go in. And maybe we all vote. Maybe we do that direct democracy thing I'm talking about. And then you take that allied supreme, that allied strike force from our allied supreme commander, and we go in and we say, nope, Turkey, you can't go in. You're killing Kurds, and this is what we've decided. You can't go in there. But it's always us. Why is it always us? And now, so the criticism that the president has, that why is it always us, is just. I don't know that I agree with it. I think I agree more with Pop. Take him out. But it's so easy for me to say. And now this is why I turn the airwaves over to you at 877-970-2999, because we're very blessed to have an astute audience, and that is you. So you're welcome to call in and check in. But why can't we, the UN's a waste of time. Maybe we take all the money from the UN and create this rapid deployment strike force that we have. And I know it's out there, like Colonel Jack Jacobs, our Medal of Honor recipient, who just comes on the show, and it's just great. Maybe there's a way, we have it already, and aren't there the NATO forces? But nothing is working, and it's always the United States that saves the world. And I'm proud to tell you that, but it's time to maybe spread it out a little bit. I think that's where the president is going. Let me go to Joe in the Bronx for a second before I go back to the guys. Joe, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your name? What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, good morning. I just want to comment briefly on the Rikers Island closing. There's an article by Paul Craig Roberts. It's titled "The Justice System is Criminal," and it details mass incarceration and the problem with people being incarcerated for literally years on end, awaiting trial but not being convicted of anything. And insofar as that, the vast majority of people who are on Rikers Island are there simply because they cannot afford cash bail. And oftentimes for things that stretching from Class A misdemeanors to low-grade felonies, E's, D's, nonviolent felonies. And the problem goes with, you know, all these frivolous charges, because many of these charges are unsubstantiated. And what the problem is that the judicial system, from the prosecutor's office up to the trial courts, what they do is that, you know, the vast majority of felony cases are not tried before a jury or a judge. They're settled via plea bargain. And what that means is that the evidence that the charge purports is never tested in front of a jury. So many of these people are charged with things that they did not do. And sitting on Rikers Island and local jails for literally years on end. Yeah. You know, and again, you know, it goes back to conviction and the DA's office. You know, the DAs are only concerned about their conviction rate. They couldn't give a rat's you know what about whether or not somebody's guilty or innocent.
Yeah, and I can hear what Frankie says about that, because, Joe, that is a great phone call, and it's an objective phone call, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Frankie, just to go from the world stage to locally on Rikers Island, and they're going to close Rikers Island. It's a land grab. This is a real estate land grab. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. But as you go and you put jails in the neighborhoods around the city, the point is well taken what Joe's making. A lot of these folks maybe, don't have violent records, but I'll tell you what, if I'm living in a neighborhood, Frankie, right, and then they're going to build a jail next to me. I don't want anybody who just got out of jail next to me. And forgive me for being that prejudiced, but yeah, Frankie, I think you know more about this than
I couldn't do any better than Bob Holden did yesterday in talking about the folly of spending billions of dollars on building these new jails in every borough except Staten Island that the communities don't want. Well, I mean, it's so, Joe said a lot of different things there, but in terms of closing Rikers Island, it makes no sense. Why not fix the jails that are on Rikers Island, and they are in dire need of some renovation, rather than build all these new jails? I mean, they're all on one island, and Rikers Island, it's not a jail, it's a city, basically. There's a bakery there, there's a laundromat, there's 9 separate jail facilities. It's not as if you can flick a switch, and even the city council acknowledged this with their absurd vote yesterday. Their plan doesn't even close Rikers until 2026. It's not as if you can flick a switch and say, all right, yeah, Rikers is closed now. Yeah. But the problem with the mayor's plan, and I know Joe is going to get into this in a second, is that it calls for a prison population or a jail population of only 3,300 inmates. Now, the inmate population has been steadily declining because nothing's a crime in New York, public urination, fare evasion. We don't arrest anybody for anything anymore. But what if there's 3,301? Inmates, Joe. How can we possibly predict what the inmate population will be 20 years from now?
They'll send that one inmate to Staten Island because there's no jail there. So
All right. We got 877-970-2999. There's so much to get into. It is Friday, though, so you can call about anything on our Balance of Nature phone lines. We're going to go to Councilman Joe Borelli and ask him about what's happening. We'll talk about what happened down there at the White House and what's happening with Rikers Island. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you on this Friday. All around, it's a crazy Friday already, Debbie. Always appreciate you looking out for us. 721 on AM 970. The Answer with Debbie Duhaime.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. Problems continue on Route 80 this morning. 80 eastbound express lanes closed as you get out through Parsippany out by Route 280. It's a serious accident involving 3 fatalities. It happened around 1:45 a.m. and state police still at the scene with this investigation. We're seeing delays go back toward Denville and Rockaway. It's kind of busy on 440 northbound getting up through Woodbridge. That's an accident and a fuel spill. Route 1 south of Route 18. An accident blocking 2 lanes. It's busy on the Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. An accident there. Harlem River Drive South solid down through the 140s. Southern State East at Eagle Avenue. It looks like an unauthorized truck into the overpass. Northern State West at Wolf Hill Road. An accident taking 1 lane there. And traffic busy on the New York State Thruway South in Spring Valley with a car fire. Partly cloudy today. High of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. The strike against General Motors will continue until rank-and-file workers approve a new contract. Local union leaders voted to extend the month-long walkout, even though there's a tentative agreement. The Wall Street Journal says the union managed to negotiate victories on wages, health care, and temporary workers, but GM will continue with plans to close three U.S. factories. AT&T and investment firm Elliott Management are discussing Elliott's campaign for change at the company. Elliott revealed 5 weeks ago that it purchased a stake in AT&T and was demanding the company sell or spin off parts of the business. Charles Schwab is about to let investors buy fractions of shares of stock. It's a move to get younger investors into trading pricey shares. The Dow was up 23 yesterday. NASDAQ added 32, S&P up 8. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
This is a solicitation of insurance by eHealth, an insurance agency offering plans from different insurance companies. No government or Medicare affiliation. The described coverage is not available in all counties or cases. Paid actor portrayal. Hi, I'm Dave Nemeth.
And I'm Barbara Niven. You may have seen us on television talking about an all-in-one card that has the Medicare community talking.
The one that gives you coverage for hospital care, doctor visits, prescription drugs, in many cases, even eyeglasses and dental care.
For a monthly price that some people find too good to be true.
Except it is true.
One card, one company, one complete package of Medicare benefits designed to help you get well and stay well.
Now that's something worth talking about.
Watch your mailbox or learn more online at onecardnow.com. That's onecardnow.com.
Please don't put this off. It's too important. Visit onecardnow.com for free information with no obligation. That's onecardnow.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association.
Join me for Justice Matters as we return to the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon, starting October 20th.
Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the 5 boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties, and we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe on the radio, 726. Joe Borelli is going to join us in a minute. I did want to tell you, if I may, about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, you know what? If you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, you can get them at Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I tell you this every single morning. I love telling you about Balance of Nature. Why? Because it works. And I know you are ordering Balance of Nature, and we appreciate that. And I know you're feeling better, and you feel great. People swear by it. You hear the commercials. It's so, so true. You hear the testimonials of Balance of Nature. Now it's time that you try it. I'm telling you, I'm taking mine to Italy with me. It's going to be a fun time. I want to make sure I'm on my game, you know, and I have all the energy that I need. Because Balance of Nature, whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. Just like that. Don't worry about all that other stuff you take. Forget about it. You don't need it. All you need is Balance of Nature. And now we want, and I'm telling you, I tell you every morning because I love you. I think I know what's good for you. It works for me. I can't make an FDA clinical study, you know. Oh, can't say that, but I can tell you that it works for me and Frankie and Al and Debbie, and we think it will work for you as well. Balance of Nature. And now you get the spectacular 35% discount. Yes, I said 35% discount. And what else? Free shipping. Don't you hate when you order something, right? And you go, what a great deal. Then you look at the shipping and you go, whoa, that costs as much as the item itself. No, at Balance of Nature, you get a 35% discount plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-2468-751. Now's the time. This is the morning to call. 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
What's this, Green Acres? I was having
Mr. Magoo opening thing because you're blind.
Thank you, the city
for closing down Rikers Island.
Oh, all right. See, Councilman Joe Borelli with us, New York City Council Minority Whip, contributed to The Hill. You see him on Fox News, Republican nominee for public advocate, all-around great guy, fellow world traveler. Joe, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Well, I do have a bone to pick with you, Joe, fellow world traveler. I heard this morning, you know, you said, hey, we're all going to Italy next week. And as I'm driving in traffic, I'm like, you know, I'm not going to Italy. Nobody's taking me on a furlough tour.
You are so welcome. You know what we do? You always forget to ask your friends that are closest. You are so welcome to go. Can you pack something last minute? We'll see if we can squeeze you in there, Joey. Come on.
Hide me in the steerage.
Hey, Joe, great to see you and your beautiful bride. Your wife is great, by the way. She was so patient. She took the pictures, and she had one of those big, tall, all those very impressive military guys comes over. Would you like to get in the picture, ma'am? I'd like to take the picture. She goes in there with her Staten Island accent. Nah, they don't want me in that shot. I'll do it. That was great.
She loved, in fairness, she had a great time. Look, Joe, in 20 years from now, when are the Borellis ever going to go to a reception with the president and another head of state?
Hey, excuse me.
I'm glad.
Excuse me. With respect. Con rispetto. People, you are an up-and-coming star, and everybody knows that. Joe, you think we put you on the air? You're a great guy, and we love you, and you're a very smart guy. But really, we know you're going to be a big shot, a really big shot one day. No, that's what Frank says. Be nice to Borelli.
He's going
to be.
I'm trying.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you this as you're listening, and I'm just kidding. But when I bring Joe around, and then I introduce young Joe Borelli, and you see this young man on the phone with us now on Fox News, and then you go, wow, that look, he's a young guy making all that sense. I'm telling you, future of those of us who have hope for the United States of America from Staten Island, and that future is Joe Borelli. I took Joe around from big politician to everybody in the White House. They said, Joe, and they know you, and they know that you fight the fight. And they go, and you know what they keep saying to Joe? And I'm telling you, do you listen? They go, yeah, hey, Joe Borelli, man, thanks for the fight, man. It must be very tough in New York. Joe, they have no idea how tough it is in New York. So thank you for that. And I'll tell you, the word is out, Joe. So we're proud of you, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you. My biggest pleasure, though, is being a part of the Joe Piscopo cast of characters, and I'm very excited to be filling in next week. You know, we're going to have to do like a little – you got to put the tracker on your phone so I can give everyone a play-by-play of what wine you're sipping, the view you're looking at, how the sunset looks while I'm sitting there looking at
Al. You'll be looking at Al. We'll be looking at the Mediterranean. No offense, Al. We love you, man.
The Capri or Al Pitulo. You know, I guess I'll take it.
Hey, Joe, you know what was interesting? We're talking to, what's it, the Congressman Farkenheimer? What was his name again, Frank?
From Nebraska. Yeah, from Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah.
His name will stop my head.
If it's not Italian.
If you're in Nebraska listening, vote for him.
Yeah. And if he was Italian, I could pronounce his name, but it was like Flinking Miker or something. But very nice man, and he was asking you about New York. So let's go if we can to Rikers Island. How do you deal with that when you're within the council? And where's it going to end up? Do you think, Joe?
Well, the problem is, you know, it's a dereliction of duty. I mean, we have no way of predicting exactly how much the jail population will be in 2026. We don't have, you know, the Game of Thrones three-eyed raven up in the City Hall cupola that can tell us these answers in the future. And to prepare for only 3,300 inmates when we now have 7,000 and we now have record low crime is very concerning to people like me. You know, I mean, first of all, they just made the number up, Joe. In 2017, the number of inmates they projected in 2026 was going to be 5,000. Then when they needed to shrink the size of the building, they decided, oh, by the way, no, it's 4,000 inmates we're going to have in 2026. And then in order to get the city council's approval, they had to cut down a couple of stories off the building. And suddenly, wow, what a coincidence. It's 3,300 inmates that are going to be in jail in 2026. I mean, it doesn't even pass the sniff test. It's problematic in that when we don't have 3,300 inmates in 2026, what in heck are we going to do? The other problem, Joe, is that the whole idea of community jails are a farce. When kids of this city look at what the city does as far as services and facilities in their community, it should be libraries and schools and health centers and rec centers and playgrounds and the local firehouse. It shouldn't be community jails, as though this is some normative part of their life cycle that they might have to be in a jail at some point. And thankfully now, thanks to Mayor de Blasio, it'll be convenient for them to go to jail because we have a community jail. This is the wrong approach, Joe. And, you know, this is going to be the legacy of Bill de Blasio. Bill de Blasio is the man who built jails. And if I was Mayor de Blasio, I'd be embarrassed at that.
You know, Joe, I got to ask you a question, a personal question. But and I know you certainly speak your mind. But when I watched the mayor, you know, and we had those two EMT, that medical incident with the two EMT, and Commissioner Nigro was there. And then I watched Mayor de Blasio up there paying respect to Commissioner Nigro, doing that. That's the great job that he does with the FDNY. Mayor de Blasio, does he get it at all when he walks the Columbus Day Parade? And we're Italians, and you can't put anything by us. I'm telling you. And they boo the guy like, oh, yo, with the Blasio, with the vowel at the end of your name, and you're not even standing up for Mother Cabrini. You got to have Chaz Palminteri set you straight, and Governor Cuomo, of all people, set you straight. You know, it's like, does he just plain don't get it? He just doesn't get it, Mayor de Blasio. Seems like a nice guy.
He enjoys it. I actually think he enjoys, you know, trolling all of the city. I mean, look, first he had a war on Columbus statue. Then he comes up with the bright idea we're going to have more women statues. Great. Okay, no one complains. Literally, no one complains. You're going to put more women statues up in the city? No problemo. Instead of having six statues, you could have had seven. But even though Mother Cabrini got the most nominations, the most, you know, New Yorkers actually said this person deserves it, no one has made or attempted to make the case that she doesn't deserve the statue. Now we're just going to scrap the plans and pretend like she didn't exist. Joe, I don't even understand it, Joe. And like you pointed out, we had this EMT, the two EMTs get sick. Yeah. I'm one of those people who, even though I don't like Bill de Blasio, I hope he says the right words at moments like this to comfort the families of city employees when they're injured ill. And sometimes he just doesn't. He doesn't, and it really bothers me.
Yeah, Joe. Well, that's why we appreciate you being there. Councilman Joe Borelli, New York City Council Minority Whip. There is hope within the Borelli household. Joe, we appreciate it. And listen, you're welcome to go. Pack a quick bag, hop in, and you can go in Frankie's luggage. I mean, he's got room, and we'll go to Italy together.
I'll bring the topics for both of us.
I was thinking about you. You look mighty fine. You look mighty fine. Joe, we love you, man. God bless. Love to the family, Joe Borelli. Thank you, my friend. All right. Councilman Joe Borelli.
No more topics.
Go.
No more topics.
I just four of us that know what we're talking about. It's the stuff
and
you
he, Joe can't go to Italy. He's filling in for you a couple of days next week. What am I? You really want beer and music on the show for 4 hours? Forget it.
Right. Welcome back.
I'll make a concerted effort to get Tulsi Gabbard on the program for an hour. I'm kidding.
You'll book all the guests that reaching out to. No, come on. They'll say, hey, Al Gattulo's there? Joe's not there? I'm there.
Scorched earth. There'd be no calls. I would just eviscerate the phone calls.
So. Hello? Is this on?
Is this on?
Hello? 7:37. Jeffrey Lyon's going to... Nothing funnier than when the guys imitate the callers.
I just like to say, yes.
That's a good one.
Thank
Tom,
you.
We should do like a game show.
Do the news as Tom from the Bronx. Yes, I just like to say 51 degrees.
It's No guests. Nobody's calling.
No one.
And all of a sudden you're riffing.
It went from like 8,000 people listening to 3 in seconds.
And you start doing Tom from the Bronx impressions.
Right. That's right. Just like to say, I had a new beer over the weekend. It was delicious.
Jerry calls.
I think
get
Tom
home.
Is
get
a
home
bit
quickly.
Of a nut. You know, I don't think he drinks beer.
How would you possibly know that?
Esoteric,
he would send Bob Grant and me all these enzyme books and nutrition books.
Bob Grant and me. Yeah. Frank name dropping over here.
No, he would. I remember. He would send all these books to us.
All right. Can we do the news?
Oh, man. Yeah, we sure can. 7:30. And Jeffrey's going to join us, tell us what films we may want to look at as we're on a plane on our way to Italy. But there's some films happening, and Jeffrey will break it all down for you right here on AM 970. The Answer, there's Big Al Gattullo with the headline news just for you on AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Federal officials say New Jersey's unemployment rate dropping once again, according to numbers produced by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Unemployment in the Garden State moved down for a sixth straight month, dipping to 3.1%. That's the lowest monthly rate reached since state-level records started to be kept in 1976. It also falls below the national rate of 3.5%. State officials say employment in New Jersey is up by well over 44,000 jobs from a year ago and up by 403,000 jobs since February of 2010. Senator Bob Menendez criticizing the Trump administration's plan to host the G7 summit at one of his South Florida properties, calling it an exercise in poor judgment. Senator Menendez accused the president of using a global summit to generate profits for his family. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney recently announced the plan to host the summit at Doral, a golf course located near Miami, citing the location and layout as ideal for such an event. Meanwhile, Senator Menendez suggests hosting the event there would erode U.S. leadership and anti-corruption efforts. In sports, Yankees just one loss from elimination after an 8-3 setback to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS at the stadium. Game 5 set for tonight. Kyle Palmieri's power play goal snapped a 1-1 tie early in the second. The Devils beat the Rangers 5-2 in Newark. Islanders beat the Jets 3-1 in Winnipeg. Thursday night football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos 30-6. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Problems continue on 80 eastbound. 80 eastbound express lanes. Everything closed here by exit 45 in Parsippany. It's all due to an overnight accident involving three fatalities. Local lanes open, but traffic is very tough on 80 east as you head from Denville trying to get out toward Parsippany. Watch for delays on Route 1. Route 1 south at Route 18 in New Brunswick. An accident there. It's kind of busy as well as you head over to the eastbound side of the belt. Eastbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. An unauthorized truck was cleared. Watch for delays as you head over to the Bayonne Bridge. Bayonne Bridge, Bayonne bound. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head over to the Southern State Parkway. Southern State Parkway westbound getting out toward Valley Stream. Some earlier problems cleared, and we're still seeing some delays as you take a ride over to the LIE westbound. LIE westbound stop and go traffic as you head right out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Watch for delays as you head over to the Northern State West at Wolf Hill Road with an unauthorized truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Well done, as always. 7:41 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. You remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo Tours have been operating for 75 continuous years and serving over 1 million happy guests. Steve Perillo personally guarantees you will have the vacation of a lifetime. I see it. He does it. He's meticulous. As we go and we leave tomorrow, and he will call about what you think is a small thing. Steve is as meticulous as anybody I've ever seen. He cares that you have the best vacation of a lifetime. And now, Perillo Tours generally are escorted tours, and they tend to be 15 to 20 couples, right? But they encourage single travelers as well. You can make great friendships. You'll have an informative and friendly tour leader, an Italian tour leader, for example. You'll quickly become one happy Perillo family, and especially during your five-course dinners. Hello, with wine flowing, music playing, and don't forget about the Perillo Piscopo concert coming. Oh, we got it all covered for you. With Perillo, you'll skip the line, hello, you know you're talking to me now, and walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's Basilica, the Colosseum, Leaning Tower of Pisa, right? Call for the new. There's a new 2020 Italy brochure that Janice and the team over there at Perillo want to send to you, please. The new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com. You know, everybody knows.
know somebody who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. You know what? Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
We all know the power the IRS has, and yes, it's very scary, but do you know this? The IRS has been putting more and more warnings in their letter, such as, we may speak to your neighbor, employer, or others if needed. Are you kidding me? How about this one? Quote, IRS may communicate with other agencies about your case, such as the DOJ, close quote. And how about this one? Quote, if you owe over $50,000, the IRS may restrict or revoke your passport, end of quote. Folks, don't play around when it comes to the IRS, and do not try and deal with them on your own. You'll get creamed. Call the experts you need today. Call my friends at Rush Tax right now. A-plus rated with the BBB, an unheard of zero complaints. If you owe the IRS personally or you're a business behind on your payroll taxes, this is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL, 855-477-2255, 855-477-2255, or RushTaxResolution.com. That's RushTaxResolution.com.
Here's my man Larry Elder. You know, everybody in the sound, within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed hit and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest, you knew that, right, of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I can, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. That's the organization. Its roots go back to 1944. Through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope, the Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. You know, the foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved by all this great work that we've been telling you about all week long at the foundation and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org. It's 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons is a film superstar, a legend, really, in the film industry. Kind enough to join us in the morning on the Piscopo Show. And we're always grateful for that. Jeffrey, my friend, welcome back and always great to have you with us. How are you doing this weekend, my friend?
Is Debbie Duhane going with you on the trip?
She sure is. She's going.
Well, she's going to give traffic reports on the Appian Way. There's an overturned chariot at the intersection of Via Condotti and Via Barberini.
That's it. You know, when I talk about Perillo Tours, I think about you because you're a big. They also go to Spain, and they say how beautiful Barcelona is in Spain. And now we're going to Italy tomorrow. And yes, we're all flush with Italy and excited to go. But you just have a great, great story, great history, great love for the country of Spain.
Yeah, and in particular the southern part of Spain, not Barcelona so much as Madrid and anything south. In particular, Sevilla. Seville is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. Yeah, it's a towering city. Every other bar has bull's heads in it and pictures of bullfighters. And I remember the last time I was there, there's a restaurant called Juan Belmonte. He was a great matador of the 20s. And I know that stuff. I learned that stuff growing up. And I'm looking at the pictures in the bar, old matadors from the 1920s. You know, it's my baseball trivia training. And I pointed out to the bartender, oh, that's so-and-so. He said, I don't know anything about bullfighting.
Oh, my gosh, man. And you were studying.
And meanwhile, you were talking about William Shatner briefly, right?
Yeah, I love him.
Well, Shatner told me once he was in a play with France Nguyen, and she'd had a dispute with the producer, Josh Logan. And opening night, she said to him, if you're in that theater, I will not continue the show. What? And halfway through the show, she spotted Josh Logan, the great producer, a great figure in the history of Broadway, in the back row, standing in the shadows, and she stopped talking. She just stood there next to Shatner, and she stopped talking, and Shatner had to pick it up and start ad-libbing.
Really? My God. You know, but how fun is he, though? And how old is he now?
Oh, yeah.
He's got an 85.
He's he was in a show called The Andersonville Trial, which he later produced for TV, about the trial of Captain Harry Wirz, the commandant of the most feared Confederate prison. And he was tried for war crimes. And I happened to have the recording of it, and I know the dialogue, some of the dialogue. And every time I would see him, I would say part of the dialogue to warm him up. And he just he has a great sense of humor, and he's a great – and he looks – he does these commercials now for Oxygen on the old people's channels, you know, where they play old TV shows. And he looks great. And speaking of that, I'm reliving my childhood – watching H&I and ISP, there's way up on the dial, these channels, looking at reruns of Gunsmoke and Have Gun Will Travel. And you see actors, you see a young Ellen Burstyn, and you see a young Angie Dickinson, and you see all these character actors from the 60s. And what they're doing with Gunsmoke, they're showing the first three or four seasons when it was only a half-hour show, and everybody on that's my favorite Western. Everybody looks so young, and it's just a great time. To, you know, I'll read the paper, and there it is in the background. So anyway,
it's so funny. And those are the auditions. I will get to the films, but the auditions that everybody like Clint Eastwood, they would audition back then and get the.
Well, they're showing Wagon Train, too. They're showing that and they show Wanted Dead or Alive and Maverick and Branded. But just Have Gun Will Travel and Gunsmoke are my favorites. And Paladin was such a great character.
Paladin!
Richard Boone.
One of my first interviews in radio in college. Thank you for asking. Is that? I was so excited.
Well, I saw him on Broadway with Martin Gable, who was a good friend of my dad's. I saw him on Broadway as Abraham Lincoln, and Martin Gable played Stephen Douglas, and they recreated the Lincoln Douglas debates, and that was just absolutely great.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey,
your Yankees are hanging on, aren't they?
I know. Yeah, they are. I don't know what's going on. I don't hate anybody. I even love the Red Sox. I love baseball. Yes, I just said that. I appreciate all Major League Baseball. You got Houston, man. This is a great, great team, but I'm praying for the Yankees tonight. We're praying for the Yankees. Jeffrey, Zombieland, why am I not understanding this whole zombie thing?
It's called Zombieland.
We originated the genre with Dead Heat. Thank you. All right. Go ahead. Zombieland.
Well, it's a very funny movie. I'm not a big fan of zombie movies, but even if you're not, this is a pretty funny movie. Zoe Deutsch steals the movie. Abigail Breslin is in it, and Woody Harrelson and Emma Stone and Jesse Eisenberg. And it's basically about a quartet of survivors of an apocalyptic virus. And they're making a journey, and they encounter zombies along the way. And it never takes itself seriously and spoofs all the, you know, Walking Dead movies and those kind of things. So I really had a good time. Woody Harrelson can make anything a lot of fun. Then there's a movie called Jojo Rabbit. It's about a little boy who's 10 years old. He's in the Hitler Youth, and he loves the uniform and doesn't understand the evil that it represents. And he learns that his mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, is hiding a Jewish girl in the walls of their apartment. And Hitler, he imagines he's talking to Hitler, and Hitler is played by a New Zealander who directed the movie, Taika Waititi, who was on The Daily Show last night. He's a wacky guy. He could be the next Peter Sellers. It's a very funny movie. It's not long. It runs out of steam a little bit, and it's kind of a one-trick pony. But as long as it's up there, it's really outrageous. Some people object to it because it trivializes all that time. But other people will say, look at Charlie Chaplin in The Great Dictator. He did the same thing. Then there's a movie called The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe as an old sailor, an old salt, and he and Robert Pattinson are manning a lighthouse in the 1890s, and it's basically a two-hander, and it's in black and white, and it's shot in aspect ratio of the screen is square, the way it used to be when it was 16 millimeter, and it's really an engrossing movie. There's always a storm raging outside. And I really like that movie. And finally, there's one called Serendipity, not to be confused with the John Cusack movie. It's a documentary about a French artist who gets a mastectomy, and we don't see the operation, but we see her before and after, and she uses it to be a life-changing experience, and she dives into her artwork and goes to China and India and France. It's a niche audience movie with a lot of patience needed, but I thought it's something very different. So it's a strange week, but the first two are the other ones to see this week, along with The Lighthouse.
All right. And we'll send you a postcard, like the old days. We'll send you a postcard from
I got to hear there. Debbie Duhane doing traffic on the Epworth Way. You know, there are Roman legions that are going to be all day today.
Jeffrey Lyons.
Roman chariot.
Speaking of the gal, here she is, Debbie Duhane at 7:53 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Good morning to you, Joe. Good morning, Jeffrey. Let's go to 80 Eastbound, exit 45 in Parsippany. The express lane still closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation of a fatal overnight accident. 21 North at Clay Street in Newark, a car fire. Northern State West at Wolf Hill Road. It's an unauthorized tractor trailer, so expect some delays getting through that stretch as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's a second straight primetime game for the Orange as they host Pittsburgh at the Dome Friday night at 7. Four straight Dome games with the Panthers have been decided by three or less. Orange pregame at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University football.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
As a doctor who provided medical care to remote islands, Dr. Ben LeBrow has seen some things.
Piracy, hurricanes, being struck by lightning.
While most of us can't relate to confrontations with pirates, we get that life comes with risk. But retirement shouldn't. That's why Dr. Ben purchased an annuity to secure a protected income stream for the rest of his life. Find out more at retireyourrisk.org. Brought to you by the Alliance for Lifetime Income, the sole sponsor of the 2019 Rolling Stones No Filter U.S. Tour.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Come on, I'm going to give you to 8 o'clock. You got till 8 o'clock at 7:55 right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check with Alex. Ask Mr. Kinsella about that 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. All brand spanking new. Ask for Iggy, Carmelo, Chester. Say, I heard you on Piscopo. You took care of Joe's sister, Carol. You took care of Frankie Five Burrows. You took care of Mike Gallagher. Take care of me, and they will, like you have never seen. They've helped me more than I could tell you at Route 22 Toyota. And now you get this special deal. You have to 8 o'clock to call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com. Well,
can't you see that
Joe Lundberg calling Joe Lundberg. Joe Lundberg. Joey, how you doing this morning, my friend? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah, I'm doing great this morning. How you doing today?
Good. Actually, great. We're going to Italy. We will miss you. We will miss you. We'll be gone for just a good 10 days, but we'll be checking in, calling in, and we love it. And one day you have to go with us. We'll take you, Jeffrey Lyons, Joe Borelli, okay. Everybody who didn't go, you go on the next one. So weather-wise, tomorrow, by the
I'm
way,
in.
Hear
I'm
me.
In.
Hear,
I'm in.
Tomorrow, taking off all day, all of us will be flying off at different times tomorrow. Nice weather tomorrow, roughly, for flying, may I ask?
Oh, it's going to be great. Sunshine great. Tomorrow. In fact, today we start to see more sunshine, a little less wind. It's still kind of gusty at times. But tomorrow with the sunshine, I think temperatures are going to be up to 60 degrees or so. And I think upper 50s, low 60s on Sunday with clouds giving way to some late day sun. And a nice mild day coming up on Monday, probably low to mid 60s before we see some rain moving in next Tuesday.
Yeah, the wind was weird last night, though, man. The northeastern that came through. Is everybody pretty power wise? We know everybody's pretty. It's at least on. They're on the mend around the metropolitan area.
Mend. It's blowing out all the allergies, though. The allergy report today, brought to you by Balance of Nature, is low.
Yeah.
It's going to be that way, I think, into the weekend.
Well, that's good. We always appreciate it, Joe on the money, Lundberg, right there. Always appreciate it, Joey. We'll talk to you a little bit from our weather answer desk. A couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. If you want to check in, it's a 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines as well. You are more than welcome to join us. And when we come back, we're going to check in with our man, Steve Perillo. He's got everything all set. I know you're going with us, and we're going to check out with Steve. And he's going to tell us all that's going on in Italy. Very, very excited about that. Mike Gallagher will check in as well. Mike on at 10:05 right here on AM 970. The Answer. The boss, Mr. Crowley, will be checking in. Tell you the state of the station when we come back. Chris Mackey as well, founder of Solutionomics, will be talking about China and trade. Piscopo in the morning with Frank and Alan Debbie. And we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials now say last night's blaze on Fire Island was electrical in nature. Actually, make that Tuesday night into Wednesday. Wednesday night into Thursday, excuse me. Dozens of firefighters battled the fire in gale force winds. No one was injured, but three vacation homes on Bayview Walk and Ocean Bay Park were damaged. Authorities believe the fire started due to an electrical malfunction from high waves. Today is National Mammography Day. President Bill Clinton proclaimed this national day in 1993 to remind women to protect themselves against breast cancer by getting a mammogram. A mammogram can often detect a problem before there is any outward sign. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In sports, Yankees lost 8-3 to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS. Devils beat the Rangers 5-2. Islanders beat the Jets 3-1. Thursday night football, Chiefs over the Broncos 30-6.